And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The left's war on immigration enforcement has escalated to actual sabotage. Four activists were arrested in Los Angeles for planting homemade tire spikes to disable Border Patrol vehicles. The spikes were made by piercing nails through garden hoses, and they were discovered during a raid at a Home Depot parking lot in Van Nuys. Two of the arrested were identified as day laborer advocates with a nonprofit that claims they were merely observing. But the Trump administration isn't just defending immigration enforcement, it's cutting off the financial incentives that fuel illegal immigration. The Department of Education just ended a Clinton-era rule that allowed illegal aliens access to federally funded tuition programs, saving taxpayers roughly $40 billion. Education Secretary Linda McMahon made it crystal clear, if the federal government funds post-secondary education, it should benefit American citizens, not illegal aliens. The battle for women's sports is producing real victories as three Oregon teenage girls file a Title IX lawsuit against their state for allowing trans-identifying men to compete against them. The girls refused to compete against a biological male at a track meet in April, a decision that caught the attention of Riley Gaines, who encouraged them to take legal action. The teens told Fox News they were inspired by the online clash between Gaines and Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, particularly the overwhelmingly negative response to Biles' attack on Gaines. The America First Policy Institute is representing the girls in what they call a landmark federal challenge. Well, Pentagon leadership is finally cleaning house, withdrawing the nomination of a rear admiral for promotion to vice admiral after the Daily Wire revealed he commanded the USS Ronald Reagan during taxpayer-funded drag queen performances. The Justice Department has taken even more aggressive actions against the transgender medical industry, issuing nearly 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics performing transition procedures on children. DOJ's Chad Mizell announced the investigations will target healthcare fraud and false statements, urging Americans harmed by these practices to come forward. Government reform accelerated this week as the State Department prepares to lay off over 1,500 employees following the Supreme Court's decision to lift lower court blocks on federal workforce reductions. Meanwhile, the Biden administration's cover-up continues unraveling as former President Biden's physician pleaded the fifth during congressional testimony about Biden's cognitive decline. The investigation examines whether aides improperly used auto-pen signatures to conceal Biden's condition, raising serious questions about the validity of executive actions signed during his presidency. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.